Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,235. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, T-Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Jimmy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about delicious delivery foods. Get ready to play a little profile this. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, phone with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink at the drum. All right, here we go to California, where police find a stolen SUV in Beverly Hills, filled with 192 rolls of toilet paper inside. Meanwhile, a sprawling Welsh town is now empty, except for the hundreds of goats that now have occupied. Florida woman hopped up on Fireball has coronavirus fight with her wife. The New England Patriots send supply plane to China in hopes of saving a life. And Missouri man is arrested after purposefully coughing through a Dollar Tree. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the cap.
Boom!
Huh? I know it's been a while, man, you know. Still, we need to time it. We will spin the category wheel, and then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Sean, who swallowed 3 tablespoons of stupid and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can, because everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hola, bitchola's and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,235. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You think these guys will take a day off every once in a while? Mm-hmm. Actually, we did have some days off planned. We decided not to take them. We're going to stay right here with you. At home and enjoy our families together and do things around the house.
But mostly because whatever plans we had were canceled.
That's a lot to do with it, too. Yeah, we just put it in the paperwork today.
You had a plan.
Yeah,
it got canceled, well, right? Because it doesn't matter if you had planned anything outside of your own home that involved other people. Like, it's done. It's a wrap.
So we were kind of hoping this show would be good enough where we could play it back when we're gone. Mm-hmm. And now it doesn't matter. So it's just going to suck. We don't care. It's going to be a good one.
Big dummy.
All right.
It's a weird day. We're going to have some fun.
That's right. Before we get to the game known as Big Dummy, though, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest we have for you. Coronavirus is officially now the third highest cause of death in the United States, only behind heart disease and cancer, and it is definitely now looking like the government might do something as far as recommending we officially start wearing face masks in public to try to slow down the infection rate. There are officially now 226,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and 5,316 people who have passed on. This according to Johns Hopkins University tally of the cases. So far, Wyoming is the only state not reporting a death. People in the Southeast and other places that waited to enact stay-at-home measures, they have continued to travel and potentially expose more people as the outbreak accelerates, according to an analysis of data from 15 million people who lived in the Southeast in the same area. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, he issued a stay-at-home order on Wednesday statewide. The virus does pose a unique risk to Florida, with a sizable population over 60 years old and an economy that's built on tourism. Pennsylvania is reporting 1,211 new cases as of today. As of this afternoon, there are 2,902 cases and 81 deaths in the state of Ohio. The state of New Jersey has 3,500 new positive cases as of today. To date, 25,600 people across the state have tested positive. Now, here at home, there have been 247 coronavirus deaths among about 6,000 cases in Washington. There have been about 75,000 people that have been tested in Washington state. 8% of those have tested positive, according to the State Department of Health. And one little note here for you. Right before we got into all this, about 70 students from the University of Texas in Austin, they decided to go ahead with their spring break party in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They chartered a plane.
Private plane, right.
Yep. 70 students said, hey, we're going to go down there. Now 40 of those students on the flight have tested positive for COVID-19. So out of the 70 people that were on the plane and went down to Mexico, 40 of those students who have since flown back.
Right.
College students.
Yeah,
college students. Big thanks to their parents, too.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get a little escapism here and forget about that for a while and play the game known as Big Dummy.
You Big Dummy.
844-999-OLA. Let's get it underway. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Well, I don't know. We should go through the poll first.
Oh, that's right. I totally
see
forgot
how smoothly
about the poll.
I did that.
Sorry, man.
I don't want to say, did you forget the poll, Miles?
Well,
right, because that makes it obvious.
Yeah,
since
it
you
does.
Know, hey.
I did. Well, we do a little poll every time we play the game known as Big Dummy. And
Everybody's been so off today.
Yeah, sorry, man.
For no reason.
It's just one of those days.
It's just that day, right. Doesn't matter what your best plans are, they're going sideways.
I told you it's not
going
to be a guaranteed future repeat. Right. I meant what I said.
We got so lax in.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, everybody's all weirded out as we're doing a little poll.
So we were, the last time we did the poll, and it's been a few weeks, we were confined here, home confinement as well. Things had shut down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we said, look, man, if you only have one television channel that you can watch.
Oh, God, that's right.
It's got to be on all the time. What are you going to pick?
You weren't here for this, Ted, but
I called in. I think I took Lifetime and the Christmas movies.
All right. The choices were the Hallmark Channel. And at that point in time, I believe the Hallmark Channel.
Back to back. It was a Christmas movie marathon.
That's correct.
But again, not just Christmas movies. Hallmark made Christmas movies specifically.
We also the kind that stars that pay to get their kids in college.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very good example.
We also had public access television. That is a federal requirement all across the United States. The public airways are yours, and you're allowed to do with them as you please. That's why public access is there.
That's why you get one channel.
This is not public television, by the way. This is not PBS.
They care so much you get one channel. Mm-hmm.
Trust me, because if it was PBS, we would not be asking for the three tenors. So public access is basically your shows that are on, whether it's a preacher in the morning, whether it's a guy giving you advice or telling you what's going on around town. Sometimes it's full of some gems. Other times it's just absolutely.
It's hit and miss.
It's abominable. It's abominable. C-SPAN 3 was your other choice. Believe it or not, there is C-SPAN 2 and C-SPAN 3.
Because much like any solid movie franchise, C-SPAN is such a hit.
And
They're like, you know what, man? So many people hate and refuse to watch C-SPAN because it's so dry. You know, fellas?
Yeah.
Instead of giving the public more access, I say we come up with two more C-SPANs.
Here's what C-SPAN is for you, just so you understand this, okay? Let's just assume that all of us were coming to dinner, all right? And we have a reservation at a restaurant. The reservation is for 6 o'clock. Okay, we're all coming. We're gonna have a show dinner. Okay, well, at 6 o'clock, the camera starts rolling at that table. This is C-SPAN. Mm. Now, no one's going to be there at 6 in that table.
We're running late.
And anyone that comes in to that bar without anybody there is not going to go to that table and sit down by themselves yet.
Now, you can hear people shuffling
might be at
in the
bar,
background.
Right? Exactly. But you're not. All you're seeing is an empty table.
Right.
So, but this is the show, all right? So eventually, like 6:10, maybe I stroll in or Steve strolls in or whatever. We know for a fact Ted's going to get there about 6:20. Robin will probably be the first there along with Mike, you know what I mean? But then you get this slow rolling. Like, C-SPAN is like 10 minutes of just waiting for people to get to the podium. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And then we have the Lifetime Movie Channel, which at that point in time was just basically like, how did the guy kill the wife?
Yeah, it was different than the Lifetime Channel. I remember you went through, like, their list of actual shows and everything was Revenge for Daddy, How I Killed My Boyfriend, How the Boyfriend Killed a Girlfriend, How I Killed My Wife, but these were like fictional shows.
Yeah. So we asked you to vote, and if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we put the poll up for you every time we do Big Dummy, and the results were as follows. The one channel you do not want to have on is C-SPAN 3. Only 8% of the population said, yeah, I'll give that a go. There were some positive remarks as far as the Hallmark Channel is concerned. We're like, I watch the Hallmark Channel. I love it.
Positive remarks about arsenic. Yeah. So what?
21% said the Hallmark Channel, followed by Lifetime Movie Channel at 31. And number one was public access at 40%. So that's how the voting came in the last time we did Big Dummy. All right. We're in a different place now in our men's room poll. As we've seen, a lot of food is off the shelf. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to find toilet paper. It's very difficult to find a number of things. I went to the store the other day. I needed bleach. Guess what? I forgot. Well, bleach kills everything. So
yes, it does.
There's no bleach there. I didn't even think about that. But we did have an article about, regardless of all of the grabbing of just about everything that's out there on the shelves.
You're not as desperate as you'd think you are. Basically, that's what this article proved.
This article was basically just a bunch of people who were doing their own thing in their local grocery stores. And depending on where they lived in the United States, there were certain things available and there were certain things that were not. For an example, and Ted, you can probably appreciate this. In New England, specifically Massachusetts area.
All right.
And Maine and Rhode Island. All right. All of the Manhattan clam chowder that was in cans was still on the shelves. They don't even consider it.
Yeah, they would never eat it.
Right, exactly.
But think about it. You are desperate. You're panicked.
You're hungry.
When you look at a picture of these grocery shelves, there's literally nothing else. So whatever's next to it, I mean, they bought like vegetable soup, but because it's Manhattan clam chowder, no.
That's sacrilege.
All right. Exactly. That's why it's still on the shelves there. Now, no one's going to complain if you make a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese. They might prefer Velveeta's and shells or whatever.
Sure.
But a box of macaroni and cheese, a box of macaroni and cheese. However, in one of these photos, you see that Kraft also makes a cauliflower macaroni and cheese where the noodles are actually cauliflower noodles.
It's going to shock you.
Not one of those boxes.
No one bought it.
There was everything.
Again, there's panic. There's a plague outside, but I'm still not eating that.
Sure.
I would rather starve to death than eat Kraft mac and cheese if the noodles are made out of cauliflower.
Now, I feel the same way about Annie's, but I know a lot of people will give me hell for that. Annie's is a brand that has a rabbit on it, and it's organic. And when you, you know, when you eat it, when you fart, it helps the environment because it kills the ozone layer. You know what I mean? It's all those things. It's magical. It sucks. It just is terrible in my mind. I hate it.
But that's anyway, why they tell you all the other stuff.
I like their lentil soups.
Well, maybe their soup's great.
Lentils make sense.
Yeah. But the macaroni and cheese is terrible.
Well, so, I mean, mac and cheese. But you know what? Outside of a pandemic, I'd try that cauliflower crap. Okay,
outside of a pandemic.
That's right.
Okay, well.
That crap, send it over.
This is a pandemic. Why don't we buy you some?
Please.
Okay.
I'm a weirdo. I got frozen chicken tenders and a cauliflower crust pizza in my freezer.
Oh, my God.
You do have a cauliflower crust pizza?
Yeah, cauliflower.
Get out of here. Okay, well, this is the ironic part of this whole thing, then. The one predominant thing that was still in the frozen food sections were pizzas.
Yeah.
You think to yourself, pizza? Mm-hmm. I'm getting all the pizzas I can. Well, you don't know the pizzas that we're offering that are still in that frozen food case. And these are your options, and you're going to have to stick with one of these for 2 weeks. So this is going to be your diet exclusively for 2 weeks. As we're in lockdown, this is all that's left. This is what you got.
But we want you to keep in mind, we didn't really come up with this list. These products are actually pretty readily available.
Oh, yeah. Some of them,
because nobody wants any of this crap.
Right, and some of them, when Miles says it, make perfect sense. Because I like some of these things, but I never buy them.
Sure.
Right.
The first one is the frozen Hawaiian pizza. Honestly, there was a picture of a frozen food case. The entire case was empty. It was almost as if the frozen Hawaiian pizzas were falling off the front because there was too many of them and they couldn't keep them all in their area.
And we should also note that in this particular article, that exact product is the only product that came up multiple times.
Now,
in every picture, mm-hmm. in every grocery store, no matter where it was in America, that pizza case was empty except the frozen Hawaiian pizza.
I love Hawaiian pizza, but I have never, ever bought a frozen one.
Now, this pizza also, by the way, is regular crust. It is a flour-based crust.
Yeah.
So you're actually getting a frozen pizza. The problem with it is...
It's Hawaiian.
It's a Hawaiian pizza. Next up on the list is something I don't know if you've seen yet or not, Ted, but it's out there and no one's buying it. It's also in that counter. The broccoli crust pizza.
I haven't seen that one.
Broccoli crust pizza is green and it's available and it's out there now. And you can put whatever you want on it. Look, man, if you want to put on pepperoni and sausage on it, go after it, man. The thing is that the crust is going to be broccoli crust, which to me just looks absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it's made out of broccoli, and it looks like it's made out of broccoli.
Believe it or not, there's more crust out there than you can ever imagine. Next up is rice crust pizza. Yes, the pizza crust is made out of rice. I don't know anything about it.
I don't understand that, because that doesn't seem like it'd be any healthier than just using regular.
That's what I thought, too, but I have no idea. But it's out there, and guess what? No one is buying it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And finally on the list, and Ted, I'm glad you brought this up, it would be the tried and true cauliflower pizza. I believe this started the craze as far as the alternative crust on pizza. You don't seem to have a problem with this. You like that style of pizza?
I do.
Okay, what brand do you buy?
The Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Yeah, the margarita.
The margarita cauliflower pizza.
Wow, dude, that's about as lame as it gets.
What is the difference? What would it's just the fact that you're not eating?
You
want
to know the difference?
Yeah.
And some nutritionists would tell you it's not good. You should change your eating habits. But you can eat the whole damn thing. It's only 660 calories.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So how big is it? 8-inch pizza?
Yeah, it's like a standard frozen pizza.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. So that's why. All right.
So we're going to the frozen pizza well on our men's room poll. And keep in mind, you've got to live on this pizza for 2 weeks. So will it be the frozen Hawaiian pizza, the broccoli crust pizza, the rice crust pizza, or the cauliflower pizza? Those are your choices on our Men's Room poll. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Okay, now let's get to Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Wes, welcome to the program. And Big Dummy, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Wes. Our Men's Room poll, live for 2 weeks on, will it be frozen Hawaiian pizza, broccoli crust pizza, rice crust pizza, or cauliflower pizza?
I'm going cauliflower, brother.
Have you had the cauliflower pizza before?
So I tried it at home once, but like I do a mashed cauliflower with jalapenos and garlic, and I love it.
The mashed cauliflower is pretty good. It tastes like potatoes.
So is it like mashed potatoes with jalapenos in it?
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of the secret about the cauliflower is it doesn't have that much flavor.
It doesn't, but it's like peas. Somebody told me once, I said, well, man, peas don't have much flavor. I'm like, no, you're right. I know that. They have just enough flavor to let you know that they suck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's all. There's like not a lot of it, but there's just that one little hint that I suck.
In the late 80s, early 90s, it was a big fad on people who were buying cauliflower and eating it a lot more than they normally did. They would just smother it in cheese. I mean, it was drenched in cheese.
But again, right, if you wrap things in bacon I know it
wasn't
tastes
even
better
close
now.
To a vegetable. It's just like this whole cheese bowl with little pieces of cauliflower.
By the way, a comment comes in and says, y'all are tripping. The only frozen pizzas I buy are Hawaiian, Red Baron, and Franchetta.
Then vote Hawaiian.
Yeah, shout out to Franchetta. Yeah.
There's a lot of it out there for you, friend.
You can eat as many of it as you want. It's probably on sale, too, for
frozen
one.
Frozen pizzas are weird, too. There's like a pecking order.
Oh, you mean as far as like Red Baron versus Mama Celeste?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Trust me, I grew up a Mama Celeste person.
Everybody did. That's why we established a pecking order.
What is your,
we finally had something that was really, really good. We go like, all right, Mama Celeste is not just the base.
What is your upper tier?
Like DiGiorno, Frechetta.
Yeah, DiGiorno deep dish. They have a Detroit style. It's in a square pan. It's unbelievable. That's the best one I've ever tasted.
But sometimes you just want that part of pizza.
There's nothing wrong with part of pizza.
Nothing.
When you're alone. All right, here is your question.
I'm alone.
What musical movie was built around the songs from the band ABBA?
Oh, God. They made a really bad movie about it, but Mamma Mia?
That's a tasty meatball. Very good. One and done.
I thought the movie was Muriel's Wedding.
No, Mamma Mia was the Broadway play based on the ABBA musical. Well, the ABBA musical is Mamma Mia. Then it was a movie.
Muriel's Wedding is like deep cut indie movie.
That had a lot of ABBA? Am I making that up?
I think you're making that up.
Yep, all right.
Yeah. Probably saw it on a plane.
The look on Robin's face when you said, told me without knowing that you were very incorrect.
Yeah.
Just a quick expression there.
Yep.
Big Dummy is the game, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dale. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and horse.
Dale, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Sober today, sir.
All right. Dale, welcome to the show. You got to survive for 2 weeks on a frozen pizza there. Will it be Hawaiian, broccoli crust, rice crust, or cauliflower?
Oh, I'm going with Thrill's favorite, the broccoli crust, man.
Oh, my God.
Have you had a broccoli crust pizza?
No, but it's got to be awesome.
Why would you say that? Or maybe you misunderstood what Miles said. He said broccoli crust pizza. Why does that sound like it'll be awesome?
Honestly, because it sounds the most disgusting of all of them.
Do you eat broccoli normally?
I do.
Okay.
I ate broccoli last night, but I don't want that crust.
No, you should look at a picture of the crust. You might have a different thought. I don't know.
You might be right.
All right. Here is your question. In the game of Scrabble, what's the term for using all seven letters in one turn? It's also the name of another game.
A slammer.
A slammer. No. I'll give you one more hint. It's the name of another game, and that was the name of somebody's dog.
So it's not Yahtzee.
Uno.
Not Uno, Bingo.
Bingo!
Wasn't like Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O.
I was going to go with Parcheesi.
Yes, Parcheesi. That'd be a great name for a cat. So, this is my cat, Parcheesi.
Mr. Parcheesi. Or a kind of cheese.
Yes, or a kind of cheese. All right, America paid Russia $7.2 million for ownership of what state?
Come on, think about it.
That would be Alaska.
Stewart's Folly, right?
Okay, yeah. I went the other side.
All right, multiple choice. Who was the first person in the Bible to plant a vineyard? Was it Adam, Noah, Matthew, or Joseph?
Joseph.
No, that'd have been the old drunkard, Noah.
Noah?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's what you should get credit for.
The original Captain Crunch.
Yeah. I invited a bunch of animals on my boat, got drunk on wine.
What could go wrong?
Crazy things happen.
All right, Dale, question four.
Question number four for you. What type of road sign is typically shaped like a triangle?
That would be the yield sign.
All right.
It's like if he doesn't get this, I might hang up on him anyway.
The upside down.
Very good.
More Big Dummy coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
What's up, bitches?
Ola, Ron. Sober, not sober, Ron.
I'm too sober.
Sober, Ron, welcome to the show.
This is you sober, huh?
Yes.
Okay, all tuned up and ready. All right, our men's room poll there, Ron. Live for 2 weeks on frozen Hawaiian pizza, broccoli crust pizza, rice crust pizza, or cauliflower pizza. What's it going to be?
I have to choose the above, huh?
That's the poll.
Frozen Hawaiian.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that like Hawaiian pizza don't get that crap. During a pandemic, people don't buy this stuff. Unbelievable. All right. Here is your question. In what sport, typically only thought about during the Summer Olympics, are competitors known as spinners or shifters?
Would that be cycling?
Oh, not a bad guess.
Discus?
You're getting warmer.
Spinners or shifters?
Yep. Getting real close with discus.
Shot put.
Hammer
shot
throw.
Yeah.
It's something where you're spinning.
Yeah.
I realized that myself this morning. Like, oh, that's what you call it. All right, your question. On what street do TV's Desperate Housewives live?
Wisteria Lane.
Man, you got that one in an army, Ron. Nice work there. What is it called?
Wisteria Lane.
Wisteria Lane.
You've never heard that.
I've heard that, but I wouldn't know to put it with that
when
show.
I never watched
that show.
That show
was massive.
But
though.
When it was on, like, the only other thing you heard was Wisteria Lane.
Yeah.
Was that Eva Longoria? Was that the show she was
Eva
on?
Longoria, a blonde woman.
I know. Like, I was going through my head. Like, this show was huge.
You know. Is it Nicolette Sheridan?
Maybe.
I remember there was a blonde woman.
Right.
And there was
a redhead. Like,
there was a Monday Night Football game where, like, T.O. hugged her and she was supposed to be naked and people freaked out.
Oh, yeah. God.
So it was like Sex in the City, but just on a network.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, but Sex in the City is about women doing women empowerment kind of stuff and living their lives.
This is called Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I mean, this cheating is whores.
Okay.
Murderous cheating whores.
Hello, that's why you don't live on cul-de-sacs.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Joe, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Joe, welcome to the show. How are you hanging in there through all this, Joe? You doing all right?
No, not too bad, you know, just trying to stay busy as much as I can.
Are you still working?
I'm still working. Yes, I am.
What field are you in?
I'm a lineman, so I work on power lines.
Oh, I thought you played NFL football. Man,
that sucks.
No. That's why I had to clarify, because that's what everyone always says.
How about with all the wind and the storms blowing through? You guys been extra busy because of that?
Always. Yep. That's you know, usually this time of the year, that kind of just keeps us real busy.
Yeah, I bet.
Are you, like, quietly, you guys love, like, when spring or fall rolls around because the winds pick up, trees start falling down again. Like you said, just more stuff to do.
It's definitely where, for a lot of other people, it's slower for them, but us, we're way busier that time of the year.
Okay. All right, our men's room poll for you, Joe. You got to live 2 weeks on a frozen pizza. Will it be a frozen Hawaiian, a broccoli crust pizza, a rice crust pizza, or cauliflower pizza?
I got to go cauliflower, I think.
Cauliflower.
What the hell is wrong with everyone? All right, here is your question. On the TV show Futurama, what was the planet Uranus renamed?
God, I don't have a clue. Not even a guess.
Okay, well, on the TV show Futurama, they renamed Uranus Urectum. That is the answer.
Place it for your welcome. Oh, you're welcome.
All right, your question. In Norse mythology, what was the name of the monster killed by Beowulf?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, Loch Ness Monster. I would have enjoyed Beowulf if the Loch Ness Monster was involved.
Because you'd heard of the Loch Ness Monster, yeah. Which makes Beowulf more interesting.
Not sure what's more boring, that or Canterbury Tales. Question three, Joe.
Was it a wolf?
Grendel. I think there was something wolfy about him. I just know the name was Grendel.
But like on two legs.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like a wolf on two legs. Wasn't that the front of Beowulf as far as the book goes?
But I think if a wolf's on two legs, that's a werewolf.
Could be.
Now, say if you're a high school teacher and you're teaching the kids about Beowulf, now you see what happens 30 years later. We still don't care and can't remember.
No.
It's not an indictment. We're just saying all of us had to read this. None of us can quite remember it. But I do track with you, Miles. Canterbury Tales may have been the worst experience
it was worse than
of my life in English, sure. All right, here's your question. A camel's hump contains mostly what?
Water?
I'll say fat.
Snickers bars. No, actually, it is fat.
Fat.
Ooh. Sitting on a big old fat lump.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. October 22nd, 1692. That marked the last time a person in America was hanged for what crime?
1692. I'm going to say, what about being a witch?
Oh, nice. There you go, Joe.
Witchcraft.
Nice job. Yeah. Nice job. Very good. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to contest an 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.